tribute to, Dougal Brett is the naming of the Newry cricket pitch. Dougal was being a neighbour to, Newry, used to bring a team over each year for the annual cricket weekend that was at Easter, so all of the stations in the area and CPC stations would come in and play play cricket before first round started, and Dougal was a big supporter and a good friend to many of our staff and our team, and we thought the least we could do was name the cricket pitch after Dougal.
For those listening who might not have known Dougal, can you tell us a bit about him?
Dougal and his family owned Waterloo Station, and Dougal was certainly an energetic young cattleman and you know, to be honest, a good mate of mine as well. And the family had come to Northern Australia a few years ago and purchased a fairly rundown station and really turned it into quite a productive and large cattle station in Northern Australia, as well as developing a large trucking business. And Dougal was a big supporter of the beef industry, the opportunities in Northern Australia, and Dougal did a great job encouraging more young people to get into our industry, and he and Emily promoted the industry exceptionally well during times of success and also times of challenge, and we thought the least that we could do was honour him with a cricket pitch.
Was he any good at cricket? Do we know that, Troy?
He was pretty good. He was fiercely competitive and would use any trick that he could to get his team up, but he also enjoyed the celebrations of cricket quite well.
So we're talking about, what is he, a bowler, batsman?
Oh, I think he was a general all-rounder.
He's an all-rounder.
All-rounder and pretty good at making sure the drinks were run as well.
Now, his mum and dad were there for the unveiling. How are they?
Good. They had a good time there, and it was great to have the Waterloo team come across as well.
Right. And so you better tell us this year's tournament, how did it go on the Dougal Brett Memorial Cricket Ground?
This year's tournament was pretty fiercely competitive, but everyone had a good time, and it was won by Bunda Station, which is down in the bottom end of the Vic River. They were the winners this year.
And so everyone obviously back on the stations and busy at it.
Yeah, everyone's into first round with the drier than normal wet season this year. First round is well and truly underway across Northern Australia.
Yeah. Well, a lovely tribute. Hats off to CPC. Thanks for sharing a bit of time on the Country Hour.
Thank you.